America.
And France, also France.
Start listening now.
All right.
All right, everyone. Ready? It's JESC week. It's happening. Eric's in Paris. We're still here in America. Smash that like button. Make sure to subscribe. Hit that bell to be notified about our upcoming videos. Yes, right. Derek, roll the music.
And welcome to another international episode of 12 Points from America, a Eurovision podcast from America and also France, because I'm in France and I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Danny.
Sam is also here in Paris, but has had an extremely long day. So she's resting up for whatever's going on tomorrow. More rehearsals. We've made it through one round of rehearsals here in Paris. And
nobody has been eliminated, which is very strange.
No one has been knocked out yet. Still anyone's race. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. So, yeah, we just wanted to kind of check in. As mentioned, I am here in Paris. Got in yesterday. We spent a couple of days up in Amsterdam just kind of for funsies. We actually went, well, one day in Amsterdam and then a day trip to The Hague, which was cool. We saw Carl's Jeans Stadium.
You saw it, yeah? How was it?
Yeah.
Was it impressive?
It's big. I saw no cars or jeans. Actually, I probably did see some cars, but no jeans in the stadium. But it looked pretty cool. Saw Girl with the Pearl Earring.
Oh, good.
The painting, not like the movie or the book. Actually, I also did see the book in the gift shop.
Okay.
Yeah. The Hague was a city. It's a place you can go to. It was cool. So, yeah, it's good. We had a snowstorm in Minneapolis the day that we were going to head over here. And so our flight got kind of canceled, kind of just delayed for like a day. And then we ended up getting on a different flight anyway and made it over here. So it's been a very fun trip. Really, really, really fun. And yeah, I hope to be bringing a whole bunch more content, more interviews in the podcast feed and perhaps elsewhere. I guess we'll figure that out. Yeah, well, sure, why not? We'll figure all that out. Speaking of figuring things out, Sam, hit it with the social. Oh crap. No, what do we do?
We're on Facebook. You know where we're on Facebook. 12 Points for America. Sam's on Twitter, ESC Insider. Send us an email, 12pointsamerica@gmail.com. Whatever service you're listening to us on, is Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify? Give us a rating. Zune. Yeah, to open up your Microsoft Store. Yeah. If you're listening to us on Zune, please give us 5 stars. And then please update your terms and service.
Yeah. And hardware, probably.
Yeah.
All right. So, like we said, we have footage, a little bit of footage of the rehearsals so far, and then we also have. This is probably where we should start. I think we have gotten the running order for the contest. I'm just going to go down this really quick. Germany opening up with "Imagine Us" by Pauline. That's kind of perfect, you know. This whole thing's about imagining, so that seems like a good way to start. Then we've got Danny's boy Nico from Georgia at number 2. Sarah James from Poland at number 3. Ike and Kaya from Malta at number 4. Elisabetta from Italy at 5. Then we've got Bulgaria 6, Russia 7, Ireland 8, Armenia 9, one of our big, big favorites this year. Kazakhstan 10, Albania 11, Ukraine 12. Host country France is at 13, Azerbaijan 14, Netherlands at 15, Spain at 16, Serbia 17, North Macedonia at 18. That's the Green Forces Power Rangers thing. And we've got Simão from Portugal closing the show.
Closing the show.
What do we think of this lineup?
I said this when we were doing our brief chatting online, but I can't believe that these are who we got for first and last. It seems like an absolutely perfect luck of the draw. More for first, honestly. Well, I mean, just for me. For first, I think it was uncanny that we did Imagine Us. I think that's the perfect song, sort of just mood-wise, tempo-wise, quality-wise, to open up the show. I really like it. And I can't believe that we are closing with the most artistically accomplished, the apex of what is fine dining, fine art here at Junior Eurovision. I couldn't be happier in those respects. I can't believe they did my boy Nico so dirty by putting him at second. They put him at second and they put him right next to Poland. It's a death sentence. I'm so sorry, Nico.
That's rough.
Have fun with your 12th place finish. I'm
junior
so sorry.
Junior at second is not so bad, is it?
Yeah.
But it's not as long, but we don't really have a Statmotron on Junior, do we, Eric?
No, we don't. I have not crunched those numbers, I'm afraid. I will say I think Nico's staging is fantastic.
I think it's
spectacularly fun. Ming T, the band Austin Powers was in.
Oh, yes. That does remind me of that. They got those same visuals in the background. I mean, yeah, right. It's very sunny and throwback. Yeah.
Yeah. It's super, super fun. So I think he's going to be just fine. I don't think it's a fantastic spot for him, but I think he'll do pretty well. Derek, you had Portugal as your number one song of the year. Is that right?
It's my personal favorite. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's my favorite to win, but sure. As a song, it's my favorite.
How do you feel about
him going last?
Close the show, yeah.
I mean, if we want to get into staging in that, I think it looks, from what little we've seen, it looks absolutely incredible. And, you know, like kind of the old black and white footage and the starscape and him kind of in his old-fashioned clothing. I think it looks
fantastic. It's not like he's in pumpkin pants and like a lace ruff. Like no, he's at least 20th century
farthing and ride away at the end of the show.
Oh my god! that would be perfect.
To be fair, I do have to say he does look like the boy that Scrooge yells at when he asks, yes. "What day is it?" Yeah, that's like that's
go buy a goose.
Go buy me the biggest goose. That's what he looks like. Yes.
I don't think it's a good spot for him. I think it's a great song, but I kind of wished he was at least a couple songs in. And I thought, you're screwing me up. Green Forces, that's their name, North Macedonia.
Oh, they're right behind him.
It's actually called Green Forces. It's not called Power Rangers.
Or Captain
North Macedonian Power Rangers is what we keep calling them, but it is Green Forces, which is somehow, I think, more ridiculous.
I think they really should have switched those two because I think that would have been a much more exciting close, I think. And having Portugal right near the end would have been fine.
From what I see of North Macedonia's staging, too, it's very active. I think it's... this is going to sound meaner than I mean it, but it is very standard kind of, you know, pop group high energy staging. And by standard, I mean like it's a high standard that they are ascribing to. Like it really hits the mark.
They're going for it. It feels like
you can tell they're going for it.
You know who else
I'm going to take us back to Poland from the little clips that we saw on YouTube. That's a staging that kind of underwhelms me. That's not as... To put it this way, Poland's song is really a dance banger, and I am surprised at how little of dance bangitude the choreography has. She is just kind of standing there. I think they're depending on some camera swoops to really sell some action to this song, but I the thing that I notice about Junior Eurovision is I think we are really depending on these kids' vocal quality being foregrounded, and I think having these kids dance too much is going to sacrifice that. Honestly, it's something that I kind of wish Eurovision itself would take a page out of, but
it's something I noticed too, is most of the artists are like front and centered.
Yes.
And there's only a couple of exceptions where they really get them out of that place and then put them somewhere really interesting. Russia, for example.
Oh, like Russia? They're just going to put her on a ring up here. Far away from everyone. Yeah. The 6 feet rule is holding firm.
They do something else with her too. Like she comes down from the ring and then she's on...
She's on a bike? She's on stationary bikes. She's going to Dinah Dem Muskellen.
I'm really curious to watch that transition.
Yeah, I do too,
because the clip just has a dissolve between she's on a bike and then she's on the ring up in the sky. I'm excited to see where that goes.
That is the other act that really, and again, you know, we don't have a complete picture on how these different things are happening in part in the same performance. But my goodness, Russia is throwing everything at this.
I think so, too.
A lot more than I expected.
She sounds great in her rehearsal footage, too. She sounds just like her recording.
I think everyone sounds really good. I mean, it's not the best sound quality on the clips they have on YouTube, but I was really listening to see if anyone was going to be shaky or kind of off or, you know, an obvious, you know, step down from the video. But like every single one of them, I thought, sounded really fantastic.
And you listen hard to see if they're doing like vocal playback, to see if they need a crutch just for the rehearsal, but I'm really hearing live vocals with all of them and they do all sound solid.
Yeah, they seem ready. As far as Poland goes, I feel like this is one where when we don't know what the camera work is going to be like.
Yeah.
and the angles and that sort of thing, it's hard to know exactly what to expect. It looks like there's some fairly elaborate choreography and that sort of thing, but that's about all we can tell. I would say the same, honestly, for Armenia.
That's another sort of dance-heavy video that worries me as to how little choreography I'm seeing on stage in this rehearsal footage.
Yeah.
I think Poland is really kind of going for a really solid traditional pop song, pop presentation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, just kind of watching, and I it felt very familiar, and I'm not saying safe, but just kind of standard. Like, a lot of bright lights, a lot of movement. I think it'll look really good.
Well, I mean, it's a formula that has won them two of the last three.
Yeah, a solid Poland entry, we can say. Yeah.
It's reasonable to see why they're kind of just sort of sticking with that. I would say the same about France as well, that they have stuck with very active and colorful, and
have they taken a leaf out of your favorite playbook, Eric?
Which one is that?
It's straight up Still in Love with You vibes from me. It's the black and white checkerboard floor, the Gatsby room behind
them.
Let's
not say things we can't take.
Also, we're putting in, I love the virtual dancers, like up at the top of the staircase.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
I got a set, like the best high school musical production you've ever seen.
That's right.
I was getting some real Beauty and the Beast vibes from this.
Yeah.
It looks fantastic, though. I was really impressed. I think
it is a visual handful choice that isn't like the rest of them. It sure is.
Mm-hmm. There's a handful of, you talk about like staging, the backgrounds, the colors, the all that stuff. There's a few of them that really, really stood out for me. Like, I would say Spain was really good.
Sure.
I was really surprised by how
the Revolution
looked really cool. They had props. Albania, too. We haven't mentioned them. Kind of a lot going on. They have the props, the boxes stacked up, spelled bully, and then they get knocked down.
Yeah.
I'm confusing it with Serbia, which is the picture frame one.
Yeah, not Albina.
Yeah, not that either.
So, yeah, I know going into this, a lot of people are like, it's going to be Poland or Armenia, but, you know, we might be surprised yet.
We might be surprised. I think Russia has a real shot at it. I think there's a lot of appeal right there.
Serbia
sticks in my mind, not because I think they're a contender, but because of the footage that I've seen, I'm a lot more charmed with it on stage rather than in music video form. There's something very charming and very, very sincere about the way that they have staged it, the way that those two really look interacting on stage. I think I'm going to be very pleased with the way that turns out.
Are there any that we're at all concerned about, or any concerns we had from earlier during our preview shows that you know, now that we're kind of seeing them on stage, we're thinking like, okay, yeah, this, we're not really sure how this was going to go.
I think Ireland is a little, it's a little staid. There's not a lot going on. He's like, it's him singing in front of like a cityscape, and he's singing, you can't make us, like, the theme of the song is you can't make us disappear, but he's like the last man on earth. And I kept waiting for, and
yeah, where's still the
happen.
Us?
Something to happen behind him, like all of these like silhouettes to kind of appear, or people, like suddenly this, it's revealed that the city is populated and everyone's there. And I thought that'd be kind of a cool touch. But if it's just him in front of the city the whole time, I'm like, oh, this is really going to fall flat.
That footage does at least show us a couple of over the shoulder from the cameraman shots. So we can see sort of the framing of the TV footage we're going to be seeing. I actually am not too scared for him. I just think that Ireland has the kind of song that is going to come in 9th, come in 10th. It's a song that I really love, and it's a song that he does great on. I think he has a lot of active movement in this footage, and what I hear is just a little bit, like, he's a little bit flat. This is rehearsals, of course, so I'm not gonna be like, ah, this kid moves too much, he's gonna be flat the whole week. But I'm nervous for him, but I suppose Ireland's been a long shot for, I think, this whole one.
I think so. It's a really, really great song. I like the energy that he has, but yeah, it's a bit bare at the same time, I think. We had talked about not being sure how Kazakhstan was going to do their staging because of Becknor and that he is in a wheelchair, and you know, was he going to be there the whole time, even though he doesn't perform for the first chunk of the song, or how is that going to work? It looks like they are just both on stage together the whole time. What we don't know, again, is the camera work. Are they going to kind of work around that he's there until his part comes on? How's that going to go?
I just don't know. If we have an establishing shot where we can see that they're both on, TV viewers are going to be like, all right, he's here. When's he going to come in?
I don't know.
I mean, it could be. They might lean a little heavily on the camera work. I mean, we've seen a number of artists who just stand behind a mic and don't go anywhere. and it's everything happening around them. It looks like they have some really good graphics behind them, some good lighting. They sounded fantastic. I was really, really impressed with them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They do sound
the audio, so.
How do we feel about Malta?
The same.
Yeah, I mean, the song is still what it is, so sure. The presentation is fine.
Neither of them are like crazy party jams. Like, the reason why Flo Rida worked was because in San Marino, everyone, Flo Rida is not the featured artist on Spain, you know. Reason why Flo Rida worked in San Marino's song in Adrenalina was because he could just be there like partying with the rest of everyone on stage. With these stagings, for the featured rapper to be there, it is kind of, it's a little gummy.
Flo Rida wasn't on stage until his part. Like, he had to kind of sneak on halfway through.
I suppose. It was a busy staging, though. And none of the staging here at JESC is busy. I think we can say that. These stages are relatively clean. There's not an overabundance of set or performers. I don't know if that's sort of mandated by the EU in this case.
I think it's the 6-person rule again.
Okay. Well, I just mean in terms of, like, you know, we have Eurovision acts that have like a buttload of stuff on stage and a ton of effects and you know, flame curtains happening the entire time.
We'll get that too.
This is a lot of sort of stripped down. It's all about the artist this year.
There's a little bit of fire and flames.
Well, yeah, from Poland, I don't think we can be surprised that there's some pyro there.
Yeah, I think there may have been some from, am I remembering right, that Italy has a bit?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Who has like the white branches? You know, there are a bunch of Krampuses here to whip us.
Is that the Netherlands?
Oh, that's right. Yes. I thought they're supposed to be cherry blossom. That's right.
Yeah.
They went all in on that Japanese theme.
They did. Actually, I've forgotten about them, and this was actually one of my big disappointments, I'm going to say. The choreography with the shadows behind sort of the shoji screen, it is extremely distracting and also extremely fast. Like, they're doing this fan dance and it's in shadow, and I think that would be very cool if the silhouette dancing was slow and didn't pull visuals from the singer, but they're doing a lot of jerkiness. There's a lot of movement. There's a ton happening in silhouette, and it just pulls the eye from this fine song.
I had kind of similar thoughts about, I just mentioned it, but the Italian staging. I remember when we were talking about the music video that it seemed like it wasn't quite the right song for having background dancers, but that maybe if it wasn't staged that way, you know, then it's not really a big deal. It turns out, no, it is being staged.
It is.
And it's her with four dancers behind her. Looks really good. Sounds really good. This is another one where camera work could really come into play, but I...
Because like when you think of a rock...
I still have that concern.
Yeah, when you think of a rock song, I'm with you, Eric. You don't really think of backup dancers. Right. Or like at the very least, like backup vocalists maybe doing the classic, you know, 20 feet from stardom, like minimal choreography. But A, this isn't that type of song. And B, like that's sort of the providence of pop more than pop rock to have group choreography on stage. Feels a little odd. Feels very JESC, but it feels a little odd.
Exactly,
for a rock song.
Like it doesn't seem like a huge mistake necessarily. It's just it's an interesting choice. So
it's kind of strange. We haven't really seen the mirror theme there either.
No,
which I was kind of surprised.
Yeah,
by.
There are little mirrors on the outfits.
Yeah.
But you could.
I didn't even notice.
Well, and that's kind of the concern, I guess. Seems like a fairly easy thing to miss. But again, maybe when we see how the camera works in, maybe there's something
close-ups
there
can emphasize that
they're doing. There could be something cool there. So we'll see what happens. Looking forward to seeing these full-blown rehearsals tomorrow. I'll be sending out some tweets. Check us out on the Twitters. That's at 12 Points USA with some updates on how those are going. Hopefully we'll have some interviews as well to share with everybody. So
is there any act that you think is sort of... that we can substantively place them different in our predictive rankings, but now that we have seen a little bit of their stagings, I think the only big change is going to be Russia. I think Russia has a big shot at this.
Russia jumps up a lot with the staging. We talked about it a tiny bit, I think, but just sort of to elaborate, she appears to begin on a ring in the air, almost
like circus-ish, you know,
yeah, like a circusy ring.
She's trapped in a ring, like
not like the horror movie, but just like
she's sitting on a ring like an aerialist, and then the footage sort of dissolves, and she's on a stationary bike, like a bright pink stationary bike, and there's like three of them, so you assume that her backup dancers are going to be there as well, and then there's just a bunch of her dancing on stage too.
Yeah, it's easily the most elaborate staging this year, by a mile. Honestly, it's impressive. We'll see how it comes together once we see the whole thing. So yeah, I think that's where we're at as far as junior goes. We did want to touch on a couple of quick things.
Nice.
For Seniorovision, Turin 2022. Yeah, I said it. We have a few new artists at the time of recording. We have S10 from the Netherlands, who is a pop singer, who seems cool. And we've got, I'm really intrigued by this one, from Greece. They have announced their act, and they've really tapped into what they were missing, which is sending someone Scandinavian.
What do we got? Do we have our famous Greek singer Alexandros Carlsberg?
It's Amanda Tenfjord.
For real? Oh, that's
yes,
great.
Yeah. her real name is Amanda Georgiadis. She is from Greece.
But reassuringly raised, Greek name, yes.
But yes, but was raised.
Is a real name?
Yes. So she grew up in the Norwegian town of Tenfjord. That's where the stage name comes from. And we were doing so well too. And
Eric did a little backmasking right there.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Play that backwards, and you get a special message from yours truly.
It's 1 a.m. where you are. It's fine.
That's true. Yeah, it's pretty late over here. Yeah, she's a sort of singer-songwriter and pop vocalist, and checking out some of her stuff on iTunes and elsewhere, this seems like a really good choice for them. She's great. Going to be a really, really good coup for them. I like the idea that she saw what it would take to win MGP and then just called up the home country and like, hey, forget this Norway crap. What do you think? And Greece was like, yes.
Drop your spanakopita because I'm singing for Greece.
Yeah.
Has Spain's, I know Spain is doing a really big national final. Has it finished?
No.
They haven't? No. Okay, they're still in the midst of a big national final. And it, from what I've seen on Tumblr and Twitter, it's sort of electrifying the country. There's a lot of energy for Spain this year.
We know the artists as of a little under a week ago. We have a lot of reasonably well-known names. I don't know these very well. This is where I wish Sam was here. I think she would know a lot of these fairly well. But they have, let's see, Raiden from Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat, yep.
Nope, never mind. That's just a Spanish guy. And yeah, Javier Amena, it has... Who
from Mortal Kombat.
Actually Chilean.
He was great in Dune.
Javier is actually from Chile. Chile electropop musician, according to Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. So some really, really cool names there, but I don't believe we have heard these songs yet. But there are going to be 14 competitors, and the winner will be decided in January.
That's right.
Coming up a little bit sooner, we have seen the vote close on the songs from the Czech Republic. We mentioned in our last show that these were great, which is true. There is a really great slate of songs from there. I'm hoping we all voted. Did we not all vote? Uh-oh.
Just me.
No, I voted.
I'm the only one who's big care about it. Eric, who did you vote for?
I ended up voting. It was close. There were three songs I just loved from this thing. Loved. And
were the three songs Stay or Go, Lights Out,
yeah.
And what's the Witch one?
No, not that
Witch
one.
Okay.
Yeah, Witch Woods. Emily's Witch Woods.
That's the one that, like, I think a lot of people really, really loved. I think that that's not going to finish last at all. But the weird witch, very, very out there industrial odd music, whichever that song was. Blanking on the title right now, but that's going to do fine.
Oh, Jazinki was the song there. No, I really love Lights Off. I really loved Stay or Go by the Valentines, which really seemed like tailor-made for Danny.
For me, specifically,
To an unbelievable degree.
Did neither of them get your vote, though, Eric?
No, I ended up, actually, I voted for Annabelle, Running Out of Freaking Time.
Running Out of Freaking Time. Really? I can do that one. Yeah, the Paramore vibes.
Paramore, Avril Lavigne sort of.
Yep. Thing.
No, I don't know. I just, that one stuck with me really well. I think it would be a really fun addition to Eurovision. It would be a little more unique than a song like Lights Off, which is so good, but it seems a lot more likely to not get lost in the shuffle than a song like Lights Out would. And I mean,
that's basically my top three too. I also liked the song that it's a male female duo were singing.
Yeah, By Now.
Yeah. It's not a great song, but I liked it. Those were my top three though. I wound up going with the one that has the least shot at Eurovision, which is Stay or Go. Definitely went with Stay or Go.
I mean,
hoping to continue the Czech Republic's proud tradition of sending sending Czech men to Eurovision who have very weird romantic problems. Worked for them the last 4 years. They have a brand.
Yeah, Stay or Go is fantastic, and I just felt like we saw what happened with Lake Malawi, and it just seems like they're not going to want to send
an 11th place finish. That's perfectly fine, I'd say.
I suppose so, but you know,
seven points from the televote.
Right, that seven points moment was just crippling, and maybe you know there's just too many flashbacks of that.
We are recording this on the 15th right now. And the Czechia is going to give us their results tomorrow. So by the time you guys are listening to this, we will have those results anyway. We'll cover that on the next show. I'll probably have big thoughts about it.
Yeah. Derek, had you voted, what would you have gone with, do you think?
Lights Out.
Yeah.
That it really stood out to me. But the fact that they say freaking, it just annoys me.
Yeah.
Just say the word.
Yeah. That's a fair criticism.
I'm running out of freaking time here.
Yeah.
She sang like an uncensored version I found on YouTube, and I'm like, this is really good. I like this.
It sounds good when she says the actual F word.
The actual word, yeah.
Something about freaking really sounds...
It just kind of feels neutered.
I mean, we've seen it with I Can't Go On.
Same thing with Azerbaijan's song 3 years ago, when he goes, so freaking bitter. So freaking bitter here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though I did what's it? It wasn't called Shut Up. What was it called?
Truth.
That's it.
Yeah.
But everyone calls it Shut Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I had to guess, I think Lights Off is probably the...
I think that would go to the contest. I think it is very Swedish. It feels very like a very Swedish style entry. I think it would do well at the contest. It is just not my favorite. I think it would be my second choice.
Though. And I want to say We Are Domi are actually mostly based in the UK, but the artists themselves are Czech. So that's that. I think it's probably going to be either that or maybe Annabelle. I think people really enjoy that one too. We'll see in just a matter of hours.
Anything else before we
wanted to talk about Way Down by Skywalker there?
No, absolutely not. Listeners, Way Down by Skywalker is allegedly an entry in the Czech national final voting system. Imagine, if you will, Blink-182 from 2001, but halfway through the song, it turns into the screamo music that your little brother listened to.
I was into it for the first
time. I know, yeah, you're kind of into it as like a Blink-182 throwback.
Yeah, he sounds just like Mark Hoppus and everything. And then all of a sudden, nope, it's just screamo. That's really a bummer. I blame Blind Channel. I don't know why, but I do.
I wonder if we might find something very Blind Channel-y this year in one of our nations.
Oh, I think we will.
I mean, especially the rock we've heard so far, I could hope that we hear something more like Blind Channel in the future.
That's true.
This stuff is just a little too.
Yeah. No, I think especially at the national final level, we'll be seeing some very interesting rock stuff. It remains to be seen how much of it'll get through. I mean, we've seen what Bulgaria did. We'll talk about that more on another show. I think
we will.
I don't want to talk about that right now. So I think that about wraps it up for this evening. Again, it is coming up on 1 o'clock in the morning here, and I've got a whole bunch of press to cover tomorrow or whatever. So why don't we wrap this up? Again, if you're just finding out about us through Junior Coverage, welcome. Thank you for listening. Please do check us out on all of our social medias, 12 Points USA on Facebook and Twitter. You can email us at 12pointsforamerica@gmail.com. Ask us your questions. We will happily answer them on the show. And 12pointsforamerica.com for all your 12 Points for America needs, I guess, just about. Check us out on YouTube. 12 Points Reacts series has been a lot of fun. We've been just sort of watching and talking about some shows from the past. They're all from from the past, I guess. But not checking out any of those shows from the future.
Videos from the future.
Yeah. Check us out on Redbubble. You can buy a very goofy shirt or two based on our funny jokes, or just get our logo, which is, you know, aesthetically pleasing.
We're funny. New listeners, we're funny. We're
really
okay?
funny. We're really, really funny. So just keep that in mind. I know this episode may suggest otherwise, but stick with it. No, I think that about wraps it up. I'm going to go.
It do.
Going to go to bed. So thank you again, everyone, for listening. And keep an eye out for more updates and shows. Maybe we can rope Sam into a finals preview or a finals reaction, depending on timing. Again, Sam is working with the .TV team, like the main team. If you go to JuniorEurovision.tv and see some of these write-ups, a lot of that is her work. And she's been really, really putting a lot into it and doing an awesome job. So for real, check Sam out, ESC Insider on Twitter. She's really been killing it. So, but until our next show, whatever it ends up being, I've been Eric.
I've been Derek.
And I've been Danny.
Yay.
And America and also France.
Stop listening now. Hey, America and France.
And France.
Start listening now. We'll do that again.
Okay.
Are you going to say and France, Eric?
I was planning on it, yeah.
Okay. We'll do you say
that. That was my understanding, too.
Yeah. And France. Yeah. Oh, and France is dead.
A nation mourns.
Mm-hmm.